This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States on Wednesday accused Moscow of committing a war crime by forcibly deporting Ukrainians to Russia and said it has information Russian officials are overseeing so-called filtration operations. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told the U.N. Security Council she estimates authorities have interrogated, detained, and forcibly deported between 900,000 and 1.6 million Ukrainians to Russia following the Russian invasion in late February. Thomas Greenfield said in July alone, Washington had information that more than 1,800 children were transferred from Russia-controlled areas of Ukraine to Russia. Russia's UN ambassador denied the accusations, calling the meeting a waste of time. A Canadian official says the final suspect in a stabbing rampage is dead at his own hand. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
32-year-old Miles Sanderson, the final suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage in Canada, died of self-inflicted wounds Wednesday after his car was run off the road by police, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said Sanderson was tracked down near the town of Rothcern, Saskatchewan, after police received a report of a stolen vehicle being driven by a man armed with a knife. Sanderson had been the subject of a three-day manhunt following the weekend stabbings in which 10 people were killed. On Monday, authorities had discovered the body of the other suspect, Sanderson's brother, 30-year-old Damian Sanderson. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are investigating if Miles Sanderson killed his brother. I'm Mike Gracia.
Officials in the Philippines say President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has approved a recommendation to end the mandatory wearing a mask outdoors across the country more than 2 years after it was imposed at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. The Interior Secretary says the Philippines and Myanmar are the last countries in Southeast Asia to ease the compulsory wearing of masks outdoors, though he encouraged the elderly and those with other illnesses to continue masking up in public areas. Among the hardest hit by coronavirus outbreaks in Southeast Asia, the Philippines imposed one of the largest lockdowns in the world, which caused its worst economic recession in decades and deepened poverty, hunger, and unemployment. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has transformed the nation's bicentennial into a multi-city campaign event amid concerns from critics he would use his appearances to undermine the upcoming election. The incumbent president drew tens of thousands of staunch supporters for rallies in Brasilia, Rio de Janeiro, and Sao Paulo. The armed forces put on military displays in the first two cities. Bolsonaro compared his opponent, former President Lula da Silva, to autocratic leftist leaders in Venezuela and Nicaragua and called him a gangster. Bolsonaro trails da Silva in polls before the October 2nd vote. Survivors of one U.S. school shooting are sending a message of hope to survivors of another. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ashley Huebner was in second grade when 20 children and six educators were shot and killed at her school, Sandy Hook. She feels a lot of emotions, anger, anxiety, and survivor's guilt.
I'm wasting that because they could have had this amazing life and they could have not taken this for granted and just survived to do so many better things than I'm doing.
Huebner knows what is ahead for the students in Uvalde.
It's been 9 years since Sandy Hook. We had 9 years for this to not happen again, and yet it did. And now these kids are going to have to go through the same exact thing. And that's just, like, heartbreaking.
Jackie Hegarty was also in second grade at Sandy Hook. Her advice to the kids in Uvalde?
Don't bottle things up. You know, talk to your family, your friends, because it's so important to talk this stuff through.
Her other message to them, it will get better. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story. The United States on Wednesday accused Moscow of committing a war crime by forcibly deporting Ukrainians to Russia and said it has information Russian officials are overseeing so-called filtration operations. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told the U.N. Security Council she estimates authorities have interrogated, detained, and forcibly deported between 900,000 and 1.6 million Ukrainians to Russia following the Russian invasion in late February. Thomas Greenfield said in July alone, Washington had information that more than 1,800 children were transferred from Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine to Russia. Russia's UN ambassador denied the accusations, calling the meeting a waste of time. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.